All right. So then I guess we are ready to go.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Make sure I'm recording. Do, 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 do. Okay.
Do, 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 do.
All right. Here we go. Intro music.
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers. Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is really neat.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is really neat.
Oh, I can't find the off button. Where the heck did the button go? It disappeared on me. Oh, there we go.
Lose an off button.
Oh, it's a fade out button. Anyway, hey, welcome to the Unique Geek. this is the 50 Days of Podcasting. 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown Podcast, the thing that we do at the Unique Geek. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Hey, yada, Lee's yada. With me. How are you doing, Lee?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'll be better in just 2 seconds once I refill my glass here.
Oh, okay. I'm having Crystal Light fruit punch. What are you having?
I'm having some Crown Royale.
Oh, I think I want to trade. I have Crown Royale. It's right behind me.
It's Royale.
Royale. Yes. I got the Royale. I got to add that part.
Royale.
You know what? So we aren't trying to totally blow the curtain away from the secrets that go on behind the podcast, but you and I have already talked to each other once today, but we forgot to say something. Which is James Urbanek and Doc Hammer have now been confirmed as guests as of today. So this is...
Why did I think it was the other creator of Venture Brothers?
Because I think the other one was already on the list. Who's the other one?
Doc Hammer and...
Okay,
everyone's yelling at their podcast, their little MP3 thing right now, and going, "Why can't you? What the heck is the guy's name? Jackson Pollock. That's somebody completely different."
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Doc Jackson. No. Can our guest help us at all?
No. I can go look it up for you.
No, I'm going on there. Well, I will introduce our guest.
That's how information works.
What?
I said, that's how the information services works.
That kind of is, because this is the person who can look it up for you, because she has a great book and iPads and everything else. This is Sarah, the director of Info Services. And if you don't know what Info Services are, those are those cool little boxes that can tell you what's going on at DragonCon. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm just fine. How are you tonight, Lee?
We're good. It's 25 days out. While we're recording this, which is kind of hard to believe that we are less than a month. I mean, we really, really are less than a month. And that's
just, yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
No, you're going to be good. We're all going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. So what is information services if people have never heard of that before?
Well, information services is a service that DragonCon offers to help all of our wonderful people that come to see us at DragonCon find their way around, figure out what's going on, get where they need to go. We're basically kind of like customer service. We have a desk in each of the 5 host hotels in a very prominent spot, a big sign so you can see us all lit up. And we just answer questions all day long, everything from where is registration to where's the nearest bathroom to how do I get James Marster's signature, whatever it is that you need to know. We are there to help you figure it out, find your way to it, and have a great experience.
Excellent. And they're the people who, if you're not sure which hotel you're in, they will tell you that. Because it is, believe it or not, there are people that do get a little turned around. And they're also the people that can help you understand that map that you may have on your handy-dandy iPad or whatever. But they'll show you exactly where you got to go. So,
by the way, it was Jackson Public.
Okay.
That's why I was getting all...
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
I'm looking at the site, but I'm not a Venture Brothers fan, unfortunately, so I don't know.
He is not.
I
know about Venture Brothers is I do know that their fan group will be here this year.
Yes, it will.
And where will they be located?
I can't say yet. We haven't assigned them yet.
Okay. They'll be somewhere, though.
That's actually a good question.
It'll either be in the Hyatt or the Sheraton.
Because there are two fan table locations now, right?
There are. There are, yes.
I know it used to be just one. It used to be, well, I mean, it's been all over the place, but most recently when it was just a single one, it was just the Marriott, right?
Well, the Marriott is actually band and performer tables is what's located at the Marriott now.
Okay.
The Hyatt is fan tables, and then the Sheraton is also fan tables, and I believe the Hilton usually has sponsor tables.
Ah, see, there we go. And what's the difference between those?
There's a couple different differences, because in addition to information services, I'm also director of two other departments that we have now combined into one called concourse tables. It's both the band tables and the fan tables. Band tables and performer tables, of course, are those people that we bring in that are going to perform for us at an event, play in the Dragon Con concerts, etc. Fan tables are associated with various different fandoms, genres, groups within the sci-fi, fantasy, multimedia, popular culture that come and promote their particular group and are there to support their fans. And then sponsors are usually people that are coming in and are doing something else for the con. I'm not in charge of those, so I don't know as much about them as I do the other two.
Now, what would the, I mean, you kind of said what the difference is between the two, but what are the limitations? I mean, I don't know how we got off on this, but since you are in charge of those things, might as well ask. What are the limitations for those tables, and how does one go about reserving a table, and probably too late at this point, but how do those things work?
Basically, anybody that's a part of a fan group can reserve one. We get a lot of interesting requests, some that aren't really fan groups. We kind of just consider those on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends on whether or not we have room or not. We also get a lot of requests from other conventions, which we do accept those also on fan tables. So a lot of the other conventions, especially in the tri-state area, will come and advertise at DragonCon basically for their conventions. Like we get AnacroCon. We've usually had FollowCon in the past, which is also held in Atlanta. We've got a big one, the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, I believe, and if they're listening, forgive me if I just got your name wrong, but they're a real big one that comes every year and does a lot for us as well.
Okay. And well, how does a fan group go about requesting a table, rather?
We have a link on our website under fan tables. There's an actual link, and they just request it. It's usually live about February, and I usually keep it up to about mid-July. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I take it down and no longer accept applications.
Right. So anybody listening at this point, start planning for next year. But this year is too late.
Oh, my God. We're already planning for next year? We're not even there yet. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I understand, but oh, my God, that's a lot.
So we've kind of combined those with information services because those are groups that do give a lot of information about other things that go on outside of con or about a lot of the groups that we have at con, the genres, the tracks, et cetera. A lot of them will support tracks, 501st. Of course, it's one of our fan groups that we always are welcoming back every year in addition to several of the other Star Wars groups, mm-hmm. such as the Mandalorian, Burks, Mux, Web Legions, et cetera.
Okay. Now, information services, we kind of talked about just briefly at the very beginning, about, 5 minutes ago. Yes, all the way back 5 minutes ago. But kind of a rundown of exactly what's under information services and what you're responsible for maintaining.
Okay, well, we're just responsible for kind of maintaining those desks and information. We have iPads at our desk that we use, so we have the application on the iPad, just like everybody can download to their phone now. That was a wonderful success last year. So we do certainly have that at the desk. We also have the Pocket program. We blow it up so it's a little bit easier to read. And a lot of times we're just helping people interpret the information that we're there. We try, of course, to stay up to date with changes, but one of the mottos of Dragon Con is nothing is definite until after it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should say that more often. We really should emphasize that.
Oh, we do at least once an episode on the podcast.
Yeah. One thing I have been emphasizing to my staff the last couple of years is I've told them to ask leading questions. Because we found often people will come up and ask questions of us and not ask us the right questions. So we give them the answer to the question that they asked, but it doesn't take them where they actually wanted to go. Case in point, the skeptics track and the paranormal track. People often get those very mixed up. I'm not meaning to insult anybody, but a lot of those, for some reason, there's an overlap in those. And for years, we're like, can't you put them in the same hotel so at least if we send people to the wrong place, they're not that far off? So they'll come up and they'll ask for something, and they think, they're like, where's the skeptics track? Well, we'll send them to the skeptics track, and we'll get there, and it's not what they wanted, because they actually wanted the paranormal track or one of the paranormal guests. So then they think, well, we don't know what we're talking about. And it's like, no, that's not the case. So that's one of the things we've been working on is customer service and leading questions. So somebody comes up and asks us something, we're like, well, what is it that you're trying to find? We try to lead them because we want to get them in the right place the first time and not have them have to keep coming back because we want them to have a good time and get where they need to go.
Right. And keep them from clogging up the aisles too much. They keep going back and forth.
As much as possible.
Yeah. Now, one of the things is that one of the key things of knowing how a hotel is an official hotel is it has a information booth.
It has an information booth in it.
Right.
It also has DragonCon TV.
So now you've added another hotel this year, so you're going to be in the Westin this year as an official hotel.
We did actually have one of the Westin last year.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because this will actually be the third year we've had the Westin on. The first year, I don't think we really used it for much. I think we just had maybe one or two big parties down there. But last year, we actually had a couple tracks situated there and some big parties, so we did go ahead and put a booth there last year.
Oh, okay.
It was still a quiet booth. In fact, we kind of used it as a place for new staffers, new volunteers to go as kind of training to kind of get a feel for it before putting them at one of the busier desks.
But the Westin had tracks last year, but it still wasn't considered an official hotel? I'm confused.
No, it was considered an official hotel last year. It has been for 2 years now. This will be its third year.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
2 years ago, yeah, 2 years ago it didn't. Yeah, 2 years ago it didn't have any tracks.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it was still being
now, I might be wrong on that, but I could swear this will be its actual third year.
Well,
I think you're right, because they called it the Wild Wild Westin, and that was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't use it for much that year. There was no track scheduled there, but I think they had a couple of the big parties there.
Yes.
And it was considered one of the con hotels. But, like, you know, kind of the pattern I've noticed with DragonCon is whenever we bring on a new hotel, we do a little bit more with it each year as people get used to thinking, oh, there's another hotel here. And so it usually takes 2 to 3 years for new things to really catch on as far as, oh, yeah, this is part of the convention, too. We've got stuff over here as well, and now we know how to find it.
Now, yes. Last year was also the first year of the app. They'd been releasing PDFs for a couple of years prior to that, but last year was the app that kind of stayed in sync. So, did you guys notice a drop in the number of folks needing help, or does it stay kind of consistent?
No, it stayed kind of consistent because a lot of people needed help figuring out the app. unfortunately, yeah.
Well,
now,
it happens.
As far as I know from my staffers, it stayed fairly consistent.
So now you've become tech support.
To some extent, I suppose, yes. I'll have to ask them this year. That's a good question this year. I'll have to ask them if, you know, being the second year of the app, if they feel like we're getting less questions, if more people are able to find their way around without our help.
Right, yeah, and I think that it would be more, less the when is this particular thing going on, and more of, at least from your guys' perspective, how do I get, because even if you look at the map sometimes, they're still as confusing as heck, right? So,
well, especially because all of those maps are, unfortunately right now we don't have 3D smartphones or apps at this point, because so many of the hotel's maps kind of are one on top of the other when they're showing those floors, and you're just not even sure, wait, there's no landmark when you're in those. And so those of us who have been there many, many years, we've gotten used to it, but it is confusing. And as I said, honestly, you can get turned around and just not be sure which damn hotel you're in.
Yeah, I've had that actually happen to me. One of the things
yeah.
I do with my volunteers is I try to keep them at the same hotel so they can really learn that hotel well and help people in it rather than move them around to different desks at the different hotels. So they're like, wait, where am I working today? If they're always working in the same hotel, then they learn that hotel really well. They learn what's going on it, and it helps them be more efficient in what they do.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, how many years have you been in charge of information services?
I believe this will be year 5 for information. I did signage for 4 years before that, and was just a regular volunteer. This will be my 14th year. So I've kind of lost track of what number where.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we've had a couple of
well,
people.
Well, yeah, because you were. Oh,
sorry, we've had a couple of people come out of signage as well. That seems to be. And hey, if you're in information, getting to learn the hotel. I think we talked about this last year, but signage is a great way to learn where everything is in the hotels.
You got to deliver them, and we'll find them.
Yeah, that was actually how I learned. I mean, I am convinced that I'll be senile someday and still be able to navigate the Hyatt. Won't remember my name, but I'll be able to find my way around the Hyatt.
Which is no small task.
Because for years I delivered signs in it. Yeah. So, in fact, I still know the Hyatt better than any of the other hotels,
well,
personally.
I think the Hyatt is actually the most confusing one. Because it has
the most rooms, but when you walked it and delivered things to every single room in there for 3 to 4, 5, 6 years, it kind of gets burned into your brain.
Well, it has that like split section where some of them are in the towers and some of them are in the into the catacombs or whatever down there. There's just a lot of confusing ways of getting around in that hotel.
Yeah, I know 2 to 3 different ways to get everywhere, because that very bottom floor, as you refer to as the catacombs, that very bottom floor goes all the way across. So you can go down on one side and come up on the tower of the other during that. Or you can go up a few levels and go across the lobby to go down the other one.
Yes. So last year, was there anything... do you get stories back from your staff about the strangest questions that they get? Do you have any strange questions that you got last year?
Oh, I wish I could post that on my site for you right now and get some. I'm trying to think if there was any strange ones last year. I don't think so, but let me look and see if I've got anything on my site.
Uh-oh.
Oh, where are your sites while you're going to look them up?
Well, we have it's just my group. We have a Facebook chat. That way, as we learn things, we can communicate with each other.
Okay.
So it's volunteers, my volunteer staff only, but a lot of times they'll post things that they find on here that are funny or that they encounter afterwards. So I was going to look and see if I could find anything for you. The number one question I think we get is, where's the bathroom and where's registration?
Ah, yes. And the answer to that question is where?
Registration's in the Sheridan, bottom level of the Sheridan, and the bathroom, it depends on what building you're in, we'll point you to the closest one.
Hopefully the closest one, yes. Unless, you know, they're being particularly mean. And then, we'll send you somewhere else. While you're looking some of that stuff up, too, let me point out, too, that all the folks that are at the information desks, and the information desk is usually on the first floor, right?
No, actually, it kind of depends. It's usually on one of the most visible or busiest floors.
Right.
For example, in the Marriott, we're not on the same floor as the lobby. We're one down where the exhibitor and dealer, where the exhibitor halls are.
Okay.
So as you come down those escalators, we're right at the bottom of the escalators. And then the band tables stretch around us on that level. In the Hyatt, we are on one level below the lobby. Yes, one below the lobby, right outside the Centennial Ballroom, that being, of course, our largest ballroom that we have for Dragon Con. Although the atrium, I believe, is close.
Yeah, what used to be, it's right at the end of that escalator, but what used to be right beside Avanzare restaurant, which is not Avanzare anymore.
No, it's not. It looks like a big blank space. It'll be interesting to see.
Yes, it will.
Let's see. The Hilton, we're one up from the lobby. We're on the level in between where they usually put the Walk of Fame, and I forget what's usually on the other side. And then for the Sheridan, we're actually down on the same level as registration, so there's not any tracks down there. It's just registration down there, but that's where we are because that's where most people are going to need to be asking the questions.
And there's only one per hotel?
Yes.
Okay. Per official con hotel, it is. So if you're staying at Motel 6 over there, There's not a...
Yeah, we don't have any in any of those.
Okay. Number one is, first of all, you've got to come and you've got to get to one of the official hotels first to ask a question.
To ask your question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead, Lee. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I also know that, I mean, we were talking about other updates and the app and things like that, but the other thing to really follow is you and the Daily Dragon and others do post a lot of stuff and a lot of little tips or things like that. So if you can follow those groups as well on your Twitter and you start thinking, wait, I thought this was at, you know, you might want to see that change right there that's showing up on Twitter or on the Facebook page or something like that. And the information desk will know them as well. What they won't know is, why did a thing change? So that why question doesn't always...
That is true. Thank you for pointing that out, Lee. Sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. A lot of times I'll kind of, like, in the process sometimes of finding out where something's been moved to and what's happened, I will sometimes find the answer to that and try to let my volunteers know. But we cover a lot of ground. Now, the iPads that we now have that we can use at the desk do make it a lot easier. In the past, I would either text somebody that was scheduled at each one of the desks to let them know when information changed, or me or one of my runners would actually go and walk the circuit of all five hotels.
Yeah.
With the iPads now, though, we've got that instant communication because we can set up a chat, and that made things a lot easier for us last year to get the information out as quickly as possible to all the desks to know what's going on where.
Very cool.
Cool.
And, very helpful.
And so what do you call it? The iPads were just added last year, right? Or are they just this year?
No, they were. We did get iPads last year. I believe they got us the iPads because of the app. They wanted us to be able to have access to it at the desks in order to find information.
Now, was the app written for the iPad last year, or was it mostly just you're running the iPhone app on the iPad?
Yeah, no, it wasn't written directly for the iPad. It was written for the iPhone. Whatever. I'm not a techie in any shape or form. In fact, my volunteers were much better with the iPads than I was. But it was written originally for smartphones. I don't know which its original application was. But, right. Of course, it's something that was then easily adaptable to other formats.
Right. And I think this year, don't quote me on this, but I believe that they are actually making an iPad version as opposed to an iPhone version. So
that
cool.
Was how
they are.
Yeah, because the formatting is slightly different, and you can actually do a few different things with the iPad than you can with the iPhone. So that is my understanding, is that they are making both versions. So
that's what they said to us.
Highly possible. Yeah,
and they're also making one for Kindle.
And for the Kindle as well.
Yes. Okay. I remember the meeting you're talking about now. Yeah, I'll be handing my iPads over to our tech guy to format them here in about 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo.
So they'll be ready to go when we get to con.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a great staff. Train them well. And hopefully that means you can leave the desk for a little bit of time. If you get to leave the desk this year, what are you going to try to go see?
You know, I don't know this year. I do know I was not able to put in an appearance at the Yule Ball last year.
Mm.
And one of my very best friends runs the Yule Ball, so I definitely want to put an appearance in there to be able to support her and see all of my friends. It's the Young Adult Lit track. So I do know that I want to get to do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd like to see. If Adam Baldwin actually manages to make it there, I wouldn't mind seeing him again. But we all know how that goes with Adam Baldwin, although we love it that he has more shows, so I guess we can't complain too much.
Right.
I wouldn't mind maybe seeing some Vampire Diaries stuff.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Possibly the Eureka. Eureka and Warehouse 13. I'm really into both those programs right now. I would love to see some of those guests.
Those guys are just wonderful, and really going to miss Eureka. It was just such a wonderful show, and loved it. Loved watching it with the family, so yeah. We're gonna miss them. We're gonna miss the show.
Oh, something that we haven't covered yet. What are the hours of the information booths?
Typically, from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
On the actual days of the con, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Of course, we close down earlier than that. Thursday will open at the same time as registration at the Sheraton and probably at the Marriott, maybe at the Hyatt, just kind of depending on what the flow of traffic is. Yes, that's good for hours. Sometimes I'll stay up in a little later. Occasionally, some of my staff will get there, or some of my volunteers will get there early and open the desk a little bit early, but 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. is the set time.
Okay.
Very
cool. At most of the hotels. Some of the, like the Sheraton and the Hilton, on the days that they're not as busy because a lot of their stuff is shut down earlier in the evening, with the Hyatt and the Marriott, of course, being the busiest hotels, we might shut those desks down a little bit earlier depending on traffic flow.
How do you determine who's going to be on your staff? What are your requirements to work in information services?
My requirements are that they have good communication skills, preferably experience in customer service, and the ability to use at least limited technology in the form of being able to text on their phone and figure out how to use an iPad to find stuff on the app, as well as to be able to communicate through a chat.
Okay, and so you guys just are constantly in contact with each other then via text messaging, chatting, and whatnot?
We found that that's the best way to get information across. I mean, I've tried doing the walkie-talkie over the years. I've tried calling people, but it's so loud in there you can never hear anybody to talk to. So over the last few years, as more and more people have smartphones, we found that that's the best and quickest ways usually to keep in touch is to text each other. My phone, it pretty much goes nonstop, and I have to charge it every 3 hours because it runs down so quickly because it's constantly busy.
Do you guys use any of the group texting apps, or is it all?
We're going to try that. We're going to try, I believe my volunteers wanted to use Skype on our iPads. I'm not sure if that's going to work or not. We're definitely going to try to do one of those group chat things with the iPads. We've not tried one on the phones. I didn't know there was such a thing. I'll have to ask my tech-savvy volunteers if they have any suggestions for that, because that would be very cool.
Yeah, there are a couple of options out there for that, and I believe they go across platform too. So they're not only do they like SMS sending out SMS messages, but you can there's also web interfaces for them. And all the names of all those apps are eluding me, but there are a couple of big ones out there. I think that your staff might know what they are. So
well, then I will certainly ask, because that would be very useful for me and my seconds if we found something out, to be able to text it to the entire volunteer staff rather than wait till they come into work and tell them then.
Right, one and done, and be done with it. Yeah, cool.
Very.
Is there anybody that you saw last year that you said you missed the Yule Ball, but is there anything that you went to last year that you know you were particularly excited that you got to go to?
Honestly, I didn't get to go to anything last year, unfortunately.
Oh!
And I hate to be, the one thing I did want to do, my all-time favorite fantasy artist was here last year, Michael Whalen. And I did really want to go see him, but timing just didn't work out. However, my father works for me at Dragon Con, and he took a book that I had of Michael Whalen's stuff and got it signed for me. So that was very cool. So at least I did get some of his artwork signed. And I did get over there eventually to see it, just not while he was there.
And what are some other things that you guys do? Do you guys, when you're working, do you work with tightly with security, or what kind of relationship do you have with the security folks? Not that you hate each other, but I mean, how do you communicate with them?
Actually, we have a very good relationship with security. For the past 2 years, we shared a headquarters. Our headquarters is in the Marriott, which is where we go to check in, where we run a kind of our operations out of. We've got a lot of different things that we try to keep track of. And we shared with security for the past 2 years, and we loved it because we found that, you know, everybody goes to security when they're lost or don't know what's going on or hurt or whatnot. And there were a lot of times that people would come in and they'd be like, oh, info can help you. Or people come in because they've lost their badge and, you know, everybody's like, well, you need to talk to information service. We'd be like, oh, well, that's a security thing. So we actually had a very, very good relationship with them, and we're kind of bummed that we're not sharing with them this year, but we're excited to be sharing with a new group this year that will give us some more space.
Who are you sharing with this year?
And how that goes.
Who are you sharing with this year?
This year we're sharing with I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind then.
But the good thing about that is you might not need to wear your ski parka in that room.
I'm sorry, what?
Wasn't that where you shared last year when the room was so cold?
Oh, all of the rooms in the hotels are so cold.
Yeah,
I have a blanket that I made especially for Dragon Con that I bring every year for my volunteers.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold, folks. Yeah. The Marriott, to me, is probably the coldest. But, yeah, they're cold.
You might not think
that problem back in 219 at the Hyatt when I was in signage. It's whenever especially when it gets slower in the evening, there's not as many people moving around, the air conditioners are going full blast. It's always freezing when you start to sit still in those rooms.
It's cold. Bring a jacket. There's your information. Bring a jacket, just in case.
Well, bring layers. Right. It's always good to have layers because you never know.
That leads me to another question. For those folks that you've already mentioned, you know, where's registration, where's the bathroom, but do you have any tips from information that you guys have learned over the years as far as maybe a first-timer or a relatively new person to Dragon Con that they should keep in mind while they're roaming the halls?
Bring a small backpack, something that you can carry stuff in, keep water on you and snacks. Because you never know when you're going to get access to food, and even when you get access to food, the chances are the lines will be very long. Wear comfortable clothes and comfortable shoes as much as possible because there's going to be a lot of walking. Unfortunately, expect to wait in lines, but please be polite about it. We're all going to see great things, and sometimes we're going to wait. I mean, we've gotten so popular, so big, that's one of the drawbacks. What else? Don't try to do too much and exhaust yourself. Kind of pick and choose your number one things and have backup so that if you can't get into those things, you've got a secondary thing that you can choose to go to.
Will your folks suggest alternative programming? So in other words, like someone doesn't want to stand in line for Stan Lee, will they, you know, say, well, you know, you might like this particular thing?
Some of them will, absolutely. That just depends on the individual volunteer. I've got a very diverse group and wonderful group of volunteers. They all kind of have different areas that they like. One of the things I do try to do is I try to schedule them near the events that they like. For example, I've got one young lady that loves the bands. And so that first year that she worked for me, I scheduled her in the Hyatt so she could be near where the bands are playing. She's going to be very valuable with us in working with the new band, with the band tables this year. Some of my gamers I usually schedule on the Hilton, and they're usually really good about giving advice on the different games that are going on downstairs because that's what they're interested in. So it just kind of depends on the individual volunteer as to what they'll have information for as far as specific to tracks and groups.
Okay. Is there anybody that you've seen over the years that you'd like to see come back again that hasn't been back in a while?
I'd love Michael Whalen to come back since I didn't get to see him last year.
That would be it. Come on, Michael.
I'd love to have Adam Baldwin make it here. I'd love to see Nathan Fillion come again. He's always great. And his presence is well felt because if you go to any of the Dragon or any of the Firefly panels, he calls into them constantly to his fellow actors. We get such a wonderful, diverse group every year that I think it's just kind of cool to see who's coming and what they do. You know, one of my favorites this past year has passed away, so we'll never see her again, but her son will still come and promote his books, and that's, I'm speaking of course of Anne McCaffrey. She was the person that originally inspired me to go to Dragon Con because I wanted to meet her, and I did my first year.
Oh, at least you got to meet her. That was cool.
Yes, I did. I got to meet her and I got to interview her, and I still have a tape of that interview.
Cool. Is it still on tape?
I still have the VHS tape, and I haven't actually played it in years, but I assume it still works.
You should probably get that up on YouTube or something so it's preserved at some point before that tape deteriorates.
Possibly, yeah, or preserve it in some way. I'll check with the other lady that did the interview with me. Her and I probably should confer on that and see what we can do.
Yeah. Well, let me go through a couple of questions and see where they would belong. You mentioned security versus information, which I guess would be kind of like a confusing place where you would get kind of confused. Now, you said, if I lose my badge, where do I go?
Well, if you lose your badge, let me repeat that. Start over. Lost badges go to security.
Okay.
We get them turned in a lot of times to our desk. I have enough people now on my in my group that when we have a badge, we have runners that will come around and get it immediately to security, since that's where we tell everybody to go if they've lost their badge.
All right. If I've
so we do get them turned into us a lot.
Okay, so someone could come up to you at information would contact security or just direct you towards central security, wherever it might be.
Yeah, we would direct you to main security headquarters, which is in the Marriott.
Marriott, okay. Let's say that I'm a 12-year-old and I've lost my parents and I can't track them down. Do we go to security again?
Yes, we would definitely contact security, although we would keep the child in the area the child was found, so that's most likely where the parent would come back to find them.
Okay.
And we have had that happen a couple times. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, a young boy that got separated, his uncle that he was there with had pre-registration, and he didn't, so he went with one of his uncle's friends through the regular registration line on site, got separated from his uncle's friend because their last names were differently. So the friend thought he was back with the uncle thought he was the friend, and the poor kid was just terrified. He was dressed as Dracula, God bless him. And we were able to keep him calm. We contacted security, and we were able to find his uncle and get him reunited.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
scary at the same time.
It's scary at the same time. That is the one thing I will say, as a parent, if you are going to let... Now, this is a case where they got accidentally separated, but if you and your child are going to separate, set up a time to meet back and exactly where, and have phone numbers, because that is one of the things that we always at least have one thing that goes out almost every year that, okay, we haven't seen my 15, 16, 17-year-old, and we're trying to find them. So, and we all want to help, but it really, check with each other. Please.
I can totally echo that. I've actually had a lot of youngsters work for me over the years at Dragon Con. I love having them work for me. They've got a lot of great energy, and there's one pair that have worked for me for a very, very long time, since they were very young, actually. And one of the things their parents established with them when they were that young is that they had to stay together. They had to, an adult had to know where they were going at all times, and they had to check in at certain times every day and in certain locations. And I found that to be very, very useful. Anytime I've had, you know, somebody under the age of 18 work for me, making sure I always know where I'm sending them, making sure that they're checking in with their parents at certain times each day. In fact, my niece came for the first time 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. And she was there without her parents. She was there just with her boyfriend. So they were like 17 and 18 years old. And so I was kind of the only adult on site that they knew. And they were coming from far away. And so I made sure that they checked in with me 3 times a day, and one of the times had to be by sight. It wasn't just you could call me or text me and tell me you're cool and this is what you're doing. You had to physically come see me. And I found over the years that that's a really good way, because, yeah, we do get a lot of the teenagers that come, and their parents trust them, but just because you trust them doesn't mean that they shouldn't also check in with you. It's a big place.
Yeah, it's a very big place, and we keep adding hotels every year, so... let me ask you this. If I don't have the iPhone app or iPad app or whatever, or even if it's just not updating for whatever reason, where can I find the latest changes to the schedule?
The Daily Dragon.
Ah, and where are those at?
They will be in various different locations. We always have them at our desks in the morning. I'm trying to think where else they always put them. They usually put a few in several of the track rooms. They put them kind of in the busiest areas. So you'll see them, like, as you come into some of the bigger rooms, like on the Walk of Fame and Exhibitors Hall. Like I said, most of the tracks will usually have, you know, a set of them. We usually have quite a few sitting out at our desk in the morning. It just kind of depends on what time of day as to whether or not we've still got some out there. And then, of course, you can always go to the source, which is, well, for the past few years, they've been in the Chicago rooms down in the Hyatt. I don't know if they're going to be there again this year. We can always go see them there, and they'll have, of course, updated copies.
And just for everyone's education, that even though it is the most recent update that they have printed, it does not necessarily mean it is the final update, because sometimes even in the middle of the day they change. So if you show up at a room and the director's not there, then I suppose they can come talk to you and find out what the heck's going on.
Absolutely, and hopefully we know. We don't always, like I said, nothing is definite until after it's happened at Dragon Con. I do know that the Daily Dragon does maintain a Twitter feed as well that they keep up to date, as well as the electronic version of the Daily Dragon. If you don't have access to those, then by all means come ask. If we don't know, we will find out. We have the resources to do that. That's what I spend a lot of my time doing for my volunteers, is my volunteers at the desk. They're kind of the front lines people. I'm behind the scenes. If they've got questions that we can't answer, me or one of my runners, somebody that's mobile, will go to that track, find that director, or I'll call that director and say, hey, we've got a lot of people that really want to go to your event, and it's changed recently. Can you let me know where you guys are so we can send them to the right place?
Right.
So a lot of times what we spend time doing is finding out the most up-to-date answers that we can in the various different ways that we can.
There we go.
So
we'll do everything we can to answer if we can. Sarah,
if we can't, we'll get you to the person that can, or we will find out for you.
There we go.
What other guests, if you had your choice, if you could have three guests, and you can't answer the same guests that you've answered in the past, if you had three guests that you could have come to DragonCon, who would those three guests be? Living, dead, and not
zombies.
Zombies. Yep, there we go.
And zombies.
Who would those guests be?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Especially since, although we don't know what you said last year, so you could say the same ones again, and we would never know.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said last year. Michael Whalen, I might have actually said last year, and then he ended up being on the list. Because yes. He's one of the ones that I've been wanting to come forever. Can I say the people I said earlier?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, my mother already coming this year, so I guess that doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of people that are not coming that I would love to see. I didn't get to see Jim Butcher when he came a couple years ago, so I would really love to see him. I'm a big fan of the Dresden Files and the Codex Valera.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've met Anne McCaffrey. I tend to be a reader, so most of the people I like to see come are authors.
All right, that's fine.
I would love to see Harrison Ford come, and I know that Star Wars would be thrilled to have him. we were all really excited to have Carrie Fisher a couple years ago, and I think it would be really cool to have him.
Do you ever think that he will ever do a Dragon Con? I'm venturing that he's not going to, yeah.
Since they had to put him in handcuffs to get him to Comic Con last year, 2 years ago, whenever it was, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Oh, really?
Is that what they did?
Yeah,
literally?
That's what they, well, that was the gag, but yeah, they, he'd never gone before, and he went for Cowboys versus Aliens, and they basically led him up on the stage in handcuffs, and then let him out, like, when he got up on stage. Yeah. I didn't know you guys didn't know. Yeah, that's what they did.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that he'd even been to Comic-Con.
It was part of a gimmick, though, right? It wasn't because they were literally
I'm pretty sure it was part of a gimmick, but I don't know. Of course it was part of a gimmick, but it was rather funny because it was also just that little bit of a twist of, you never do these kind of things, Harrison, so, yeah.
Charges are still pending, but, yeah, it was a gimmick.
Yeah, well.
Who else?
We could try.
One other one.
David Boreanaz of Angel and Bones.
Oh, that's a nice one. Hey, has he never been to Dragon Con?
No, he's not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
I remember him coming out.
He would seem like someone...
I know. One more for you.
Okay, go ahead.
David Tennant.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I've only recently become a Doctor Who fan, but oh my God, I'm in love with it. I love the British sense of humor. Yes, and I like all three of the Doctors. I love Chris Eccleston, and I like Matt Smith, but David Tennant.
Have you tried to get into any of the older Doctor Who stuff? Me personally, I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but have you tried to get into any of the older stuff?
I have not as of yet. I might eventually. People have been telling me for years I needed to get into it. In fact, I saw an episode of Chris Eccleston, like the third or fourth episode, back when it came out, because I didn't really know what was going on. It was, you know, at somebody's house. It didn't really appeal to me. And it wasn't until, like I said, last year I wasn't a Doctor Who fan, that I was like, you know, people keep suggesting that to me. I do tend to like British humor because I've read a lot of British authors. Let's check it out. And absolutely fell in love with it, of course.
Yeah, it seems to be that there are a lot of people with the new series that are Lee is one of those folks.
Yes, I am.
who had never watched it before, but then has fallen in love with it. So
you never forget your first doctor. Yep, mine is 11.
You don't. But I do have to admit that even though Chris Eccleston was my first doctor, he and David Tennant are kind of tied.
Oh no! See, Matt Smith, far and wide.
Oh, he your first doctor?
Oh yeah, he's my first doctor. Yes.
So he's not. I watched him in order, starting with Eccleston.
Is he your only doctor, Lee?
Pretty much. Yeah. At this point, I don't know. I like the older stuff that I've seen too, because I love cheesy sci-fi, and this was the ultimate cheese. So I kind of like some of the older stuff too. I don't get the Baker thing, but I did like Sylvester McCoy, and I like the one the black and white, the very first Doctor. I thought that was kind of really neat. It kind of gave me a Mr. Wizard vibe. It really did. If you see this guy, it's kind of a Mr. Wizard vibe. He's got like an old guy. He's kind of bald, got wispy white hair. It's kind of cool. I'm weird. I know.
I like them, the younger ones.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. We're all good. Everybody make it. Hey, it's all good.
I'm just
glad people are watching it, and that we're going to get more and more and more, because I can't wait until the 50th next year.
I know. I was watching the trailer for season 7 the other day, and I'm like, I can't wait, because I'll probably have to wait for it on Netflix.
Yes.
Where was I going to say?
Good night.
Good night, I think is what I was going to say.
I think so, because we did a big question.
Right. And I think that...
You're asking her where everything's located. Why don't you ask her that again?
Oh, yeah, where's...
She already did, but... Just in case.
Where is everything located, and what? Where can they get in touch with you?
Or find you
on the web, or whatnot. Those kind of things.
We don't really have a presence on the web. I mean, I've got a link. If you go to the DragonCon website page,
right. There
is a link to information services that you can certainly, it'll give you my address or my email address, and you can send me questions.
Okay.
But really, we're more of a presence actually at Con, and you can, like I said, you can find us in all the different hotels. And then our main headquarters office, kind of where we run stuff out, our operations center, is in the Marriott on the Marquis level. And I believe we'll be in room, I think it's 102. It's next door to the room we were before, which was 101, so I'm assuming it's 102.
Okay.
I can't remember the actual number off the top of my head. But that's the best place to find us, and we urge people, if they, you know, if they just really feel the need to talk to somebody in charge, that's where I have my people send them, because that's usually where I'm working out of. And either me or one of my seconds will be there. My seconds are great. Valerie Vance, Matt Ballard, and Kevin Rupee are my seconds, and they're just as good as I am at figuring out problems, solving problems, finding out the information. So I want to make sure they've got a good shout out and people know who they are too. Although they'll probably come and be like, "No, we don't want to be known. We like that you're the icon, and we just support you." But I want them to get the credit too, as well as all of my wonderful, wonderful volunteers. They are awesome, and I love them, and I wouldn't be willing to do it without them.
Right, and another thing that they can use information for too is if you are having a service issue, or you're having some other sort of issue, that information can probably direct you to the right person to talk to help get something addressed. Say, for example, it was an issue with a security personnel. Hopefully you don't have any of those issues, but they can get you to the right person to talk to for those things as well. So
yes, absolutely. We can help you. In fact, we even have information on downtown Atlanta. We put together a booklet.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's above and beyond the DragonCon app and pocket program. And we have up-to-date information on the nearest banks, ATMs, numbers for CAD companies, the nearest hospital, the nearest pharmacy, the nearest Kinko's and coffee shops. What else we usually put in there? We're updating our information on restaurants this year in the area, as well as on the food court. So we try to anticipate where the nearest alcohol is. That's usually a popular one. Outside of the hotels, the nearest alcohol outside of the hotels. I guess I should be more specific there. So, yeah, we try to anticipate and be able to answer any question that comes our way.
Oh, so there you go. That's even more helpful. Wow. Okay.
Yay.
Cool. And I believe you have to go because you have a couple of things you need to take care of tonight, right? You have a couple of things you need to watch, if I remember correctly.
You're not supposed to call her out. Stop it. She has to go. Yeah, no, she has to work.
She has to work.
I actually have missed my show the last 2 weeks and haven't had a chance to catch up with it on demand. So I probably actually will go work and send some emails. I've got to get some information out to some of my group.
By the way, we're recording this on Sunday night. And those of you who are true geeks, like most of the folks who are listening to this, will know what's going on Sunday nights. At this time of the year. So,
at 9 o'clock.
Yes, at 9 o'clock. Anyway, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate all the work that you guys do. And by the way, this isn't just, you know, me saying this to be nice. Every time I've had a question for information, they've always been helpful and they've always been smiling and they've never been upset or acted like I was putting them out. So I really do appreciate you and your staff.
We appreciate that. We have a lot of fun doing it, so we're glad that people find us helpful because it's certainly what we're there for.
Okay. Woohoo!
All right. So again, check out the information booth for anything. And just by the way, if you're going by, just stop by and say hey and thank you to the volunteers that are there. That's always nice to do.
And John,
yes,
we have been missing something, and I've been meaning to say it a couple of times. And this is information, but if you had a reservation at one of the Overflow hotels, which is the Holiday Inn Express Buckhead. That is the Holiday Inn Express Buckhead. It has changed ownership, and you are going to need to reconfirm your reservation. This has been on the Facebook page. It has been on the LiveJournal. It has been on the DragonCon page and everywhere else. So you can find this information for the Holiday Inn Express Buckhead. Do not come to DragonCon and be mad at us because a hotel... you've got to call and update your reservation because if you do not do this, they will cancel it. And you've got like maybe till about mid this week to do it. So you've got to hurry up and do it by the end of this week, no later.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this podcast might be just like if you're listening to it right at this moment, it might be the very last day that you could actually
need to do that. Go on and get that done. It's been all around. It's been up all over the place. But I know. A year or so ago, people got mad because a hotel closed down and they wanted DragonCon to find them a hotel room. And it's like, dude, you kind of have to keep up with your reservations and your emails and things like that. But do contact them, please. They will, got the original confirmation, they will honor it.
If you can vamp for just a minute, I will actually get the actual date that the
I will do that.
Date that was. Okay. Vamp a bit here.
Vamp a bit.
Yes.
I will vamp a bit. I have it right in front of me. It was posted around August 1st, and you've gotten until it's 7 to 10 days.
August 1st, 7 to 10 days to before they release your room.
Before they release your room. So, you don't have too much time.
8th to 10th, and probably it's already too late.
It's probably already too late. So maybe we want to just kind of add this to something.
Yeah, we very well might do that. So if you're hearing this twice, that's why. All right, cool.
Check your reservations, people.
So
okay,
Sarah,
cool.
Sarah's still here, by the way. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Bye, Sarah. Have a good night. Wait, Sarah?
How'd she go? She's gone.
Oh, she did go. Oops.
No.
I'm sorry. Sarah!
Can you ring her up after? Anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, this is John for Lee and Sarah saying until next time, peace.
And bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.